What's good, Podcast Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Raw Conversations with AMG. We're missing one cast member this time. We got one back, and then we still missing one, unfortunately. But you know what I'm saying? When she get back to us, she'll be back to us. We
Hopefully
also
be back in
have.
time.
Why are you saying? I never said that, bro. Why are you?
Sorry,
I'm
continue.
just saying, bro. I didn't say
I'm
it. That man
just
coming
messing. I'm just
at
messing.
me.
Go ahead. Man, the topic for today is
Oh, you want to take it away, dude?
the topic for today is periods in time we personally realized God was real.
That's what?
I'm your host, AMG Jew.
Why did he
Say
say
what's
that?
up with it, Trey.
Man, it's your boy, AMG Float, aka ISO Float, you feel me? I ain't gonna do another AKA. We real wholesome in that, you know what I'm saying? We that kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's a little ratchet, you know what I'm saying? Man, we gonna throw it to my boy, AMG Chronicle. Say what's up.
What's good with y'all? It's your boy Chronicle. Go ahead and say what's up, John. What's up, y'all? It's AMG Overdose. Go ahead and say what up, James, little ass nigga.
It's James the King, not King James, because there's a LeBron James from the Sip Side Podcast. Shout out to the motherfucking nigga Chico.
What?
Hey James, question bro.
What up?
Why is that the name of your podcast, dude?
Oh shit, because I'm from Mississippi and that's my side of town in the United States.
I thought you said you liked to sip lean on the side of the
Hell
road, bro.
no. Yeah, I
I
thought you
don't know
were
how I
sipping on
got.
something, bro. No cap.
But I ain't gonna lie, I was thinking about it. Actually, this, well, never mind, that's the origin of my name.
Hey, we getting off topic,
Let's get
man.
right to the point, man.
Oh, yes, let's go, bro. Fuck that nigga Johnny. Let's get it.
Who on their story first, man? Somebody go
I'm gonna
ahead.
have to ask y'all to refrain from cursing on this very wholesome podcast.
Oh, excuse me. I
Ooh.
apologize.
So anybody wanna go first?
I'll go first, man.
Chronicle, would you like to go first? Oh,
I'll go ahead
you
and get
go,
it
man.
out
Go
the
ahead.
way, man. You know what I'm saying? The first time I knew God was real, October 31st, 2016.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, man.
Graduation year.
Oh my bad. No. 2015. Yeah, it had to been. It was Red Ribbon Week. Red Ribbon Week. So y'all know what that is.
Right.
Yeah, so
I know.
Red Ribbon Week is like the week where it's like a day where we declare that we don't, or is it what I'm saying it right? Am I saying it right?
Oh, you talking about that judge shit? Oh, my, wait, my fault.
It's the drug stuff. So, at the time I'm dating somebody, it's 2015. I go home after practice. I go home, I'm chilling, it's raining hard. So, me and my people, we decided to barbecue, and my dad decided to barbecue under the porch or the car garage. Chilling. Then next thing you know, my girl sent me a text saying, "Hey, I'm watching my sister play basketball." So I'm like, "All right. Hey, all right, bet I can, you know what I'm saying, meet the parents, talk, socialize, and be amongst you. Killing two birds with one stone right here." So, hey, all right. So I decide today, hey, I'm gonna pull up and notice that I'm in my favorite truck. And if you listen to our podcast previously, her name is Cinnamon, 22s. Speaker, glow lights, all you name it, V8, train, all that is all wonderful. I walk outside, tell dad, hey, I'm about to leave. Say, nah, man, don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. I'm like, nah, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. I know how to drive. He's like, ain't about to know how to drive. Them tires are slick. Them tires, they're gonna spin out of control, you ain't gonna know what to do. Down the truck, rolled the windows down. I said, Dad, I know how to drive, and I nodded. I did a what's up, like, yeah, I got it. As I was pulling up the driveway, and he kept saying, "Bro, I'm telling you, don't leave." So I leave. Everything was going so smooth, till I got on the interstate going towards my high school, and obviously, with knowing that you're not supposed to speed during heavy rain because the rain was coming directly towards me. So obviously, as the tire is going forward and the rain is pushing the opposite direction, it causes friction underneath the tire, which allows it to spin faster than what it normally would try to do. So I'm going at a steady pace, but it didn't matter. I started spinning out of control. And I remember exactly what song I had playing. I was on YouTube and I had Monster Cat playing. I think it was like some type of candy type song name for Monster Cat. I can't remember exactly. But
what is that?
Monster Cat?
Yeah.
Monster Cat is like a Monster Cat is like
a music group.
Yeah, music group. I'm trying to think of the name EDM. Yeah, so my truck started spinning and it's going crazy. And there was two cars that was right beside me, left and right. Didn't even pay attention. It just happened so fast. I just remember it started swerving and then I just lost control and then everything went blank. I didn't know what I was doing, nor what I was thinking. And I noticed after what happened where I was. So I hit the left side where it's like a border between the other line or the other lanes. And I just came to a halt. And that's when I came to my senses. And then an 18-wheeler was like charging my way. Wasn't looking to like, because obviously the 18-wheeler is dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with. It can't really veer left or right with the speed that it has. So by the grace of God, I was able to move the truck and get it on out the way, because I literally was about to head on collision with that that 18-wheeler and just take me on out. But another thing is, I was right next to a hill. So the truck, like, let's see if I can paint an image for y'all. I'm on a four lane and I'm in the middle. The truck swerved, the hill's to my right, and then it starts spinning towards the right direction. So it started veering to the right. But somehow, some way, the truck, like, even though I don't remember, I remember what side I was going. I started going to the right, but then I veered to the left to the borderline where I crashed, and then I hit the little median, whatever it's called. And then that's when I was awakened. And, you know, right then and there, it's like, by the grace of God, like, I know for a fact, like, that's nothing but him. So, like, I know he was real that day alone.
Man. But my story gonna sound like I'm capping.
So, question. You believe God was real because he helped you survive it?
Yeah.
Right,
I knew he existed. Hold on, before you good? Before anybody jump into conclusion, I knew he existed. But I knew, you know, people always tell you it comes close. Like the skin in your teeth is when you know, or when you're back against the wall is when you know. You know what I mean?
You just felt his presence in a good situation.
Yeah.
All right. Who next?
Nah, I can't go right now.
All right, I'll go then. Okay. So mine, the first time, well, I'm already, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm going to church and stuff or whatever, but this was like I really just was like, wow, like, this, like, there is, like, as a small child, it's like, you hear different things about God or whatever religion you're in, if you're a Christian or whatever, then you hear things about God and you're going to church and stuff and you're learning, but it's like, as a child, you like, where the proof at? And then it's like, you don't really need proof. It's like, you can't see oxygen and stuff like that. So this situation, it was kind of like that. Like, what else could this be but God? So it's like, I'm going to church with my auntie and stuff, because my mom worked two jobs or whatever. So I'm going to her church with her and my two cousins or whatever. So the church is going to go on a little trip. They're going to Disney World or whatever. So we'd have been to Disney World or whatever. We get back to the hotel. All the kids want to swim or whatever. So at the time, I'm like probably 8 years old. So we had a hotel swimming pool. And it's not an indoor pool. It's an outdoor pool. So there's no lifeguards or anything. It's like a couple of adults, but they just chilling or whatever. They like, if you can't swim, don't go to the deep end. So three of my cousins was there, but two of them, they was girls. They knew how to swim. They were probably the only ones there out of the children that knew how to swim. One of them, she's a year older than me, but depending on the month, sometimes she's 2 years older than me, depending on what the month. So she was like 9 or 10. Another one, she was 3 years older than me, so it's 9, 10, 11. So one of them was 9 or 10, one of them was 11. Okay, and then there was this dude. I say he was probably about 10. So, but Buddy couldn't swim, and I guess because my two cousins was down there, I guess he wanted to impress them or whatever. So they swimming down there. They went to the deep end. All the other kids down in the little shallow end or whatever. So he go down there to the deep end or whatever. I guess because they down there. And keep in mind, the grown-ups already said, like, don't go to the deep end if you can't swim or whatever. Like, don't even be in the pool if you can't swim. So he go down there, and then he just goes underwater. So nobody really paying too much attention. Everybody just doing their own thing. Everybody think he just playing or whatever. He's just playing in the water, maybe seeing how long he can hold his breath. So after some time go by, we realize, like, he just down there, like, he's drowning. Like, he's not playing. He's drowning down there. So luckily, my two cousins can swim well enough that they go down there, pull him out, and then they get him onto the side of the pool. And luckily, my aunt, she used to be a lifeguard, so she gives him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and CPR and all that. And then, so luckily, he's okay. But in that situation, it's like, they told us not to go to the deep end if we can't swim. So you disobeying. So it's like, and then you just happen to have two girls there that was able to swim well enough to get you out. You happen to have someone there that knew CPR and mouth to mouth. So it's like, that's just God's grace and mercy. Like, you was doing something you wasn't supposed to do, but at the same time, he still forgave you for that, and he saved you from your situation. So it was just like, wow. In that moment, at 8 years old, I was like, that can't be nothing else but God.
That's true. John, go ahead and, you know what I'm saying?
For me, I really can't pinpoint one time. I feel like for me to know he was real, like, no lie, multiple things have had to happen for me to understand that, you know, he real. 'Cause I feel like I'm very skeptical, you know what I'm saying? And I used to when I used to go to church, I feel like I wasn't feeling it like everybody else was feeling it. You know what I'm saying? People be all over the floor. People be, you know, was screaming and hollering. I'd be like, bro, I don't be feeling like that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But I think I went to a youth camp one time that was a part of the church, and this was the first time that I felt like I really felt his presence. You know, one time we all got into, you know, praise and worship, and I felt the overwhelming sensation of his presence. I really did. Like, it was a lot of stuff that I feel like in the moment, you know, I started to become really aware of. And I felt like he started talking to me. He was just like, you know, to be honest, I'm gonna communicate with everybody individual to their own personality. You see what I'm saying? So you don't gotta act like that if you don't want to. It's the way we communicate. You see what I'm saying? That's all that really matter at the end of the day. And so, and that's what he basically, after that, that's the way he kind of, I feel like, started to communicate with me. And I know just talking to other people, he communicate different with other people. I know some people who will be like, yeah, I feel like he communicate with me through nature. And, you know, when a certain a butterfly passes my viewpoint, you know, that means something, because I've read something somewhere that it means something, and it'll be the same color every time that it passed. And I'll be like, yeah, that don't be happening to me, bro. I know somebody else who was like, bro, I see numbers, and then, you know, certain numbers mean certain things when it's combined together. And I was like, okay, but he ain't doing that with me either, because I ain't paying attention to no numbers, bro. So It's just like, I just know he communicate differently with other people. And for me, I feel like I'm a little bit more practical, so I've had to like see stuff, you know what I'm saying? To where like I'm having a conversation with somebody, we talking about God, and I really thought, I ain't gonna even cap, I really thought this guy was an angel, because, you know, I turned around and it was an empty parking lot. The man disappeared. Like, wasn't there. And I was like, ain't no way. You know what I'm saying? So just like small stuff, answering the questions that I had, even if I prayed or something, and it can be like 10, 15 years later, but then I remember that was a question that I asked him a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That I've gotten an answer to today, you know, and I'd be like, dang, when it was relevant. You see what I'm saying? It's when I needed it.
Yeah.
So I don't think a lot of stuff is coincidence. I remember I graduated high school, and for some reason I was like, bro, I need to go. Everybody was talking about getting a scholarship, doing this, doing that, writing papers. And then I just had an overwhelming feeling like they were like, you don't need to do nothing, you straight. And I was just like, that's crazy. There ain't no way. But, you know, I'm going to still do that. And I ended up just having a scholarship that literally just fell in my lap, bro. And I was just like, bro, that's God. Like, it really is, because ain't no way.
Yeah, you're right.
That was a blessing. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I just feel like he's done a lot of things, bro. It's just, like, been a blessing for me, for sure. And ain't no way I'd be at this point right now, no cap, if he wouldn't.
Yeah, if he wasn't around, for sure. That for sure.
Let me ask you something, dude.
What's up?
So you said that you was talking to somebody in a parking lot, and then you turned around, and when you looked back, he was gone.
He was gone.
How did that happen? Like, I mean, what was y'all talking about for him to, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? What kind of conversation?
All right, so it really started in the morning time. In the morning time, I woke up. I was in high school, and I was working at Kroger Jew. So I woke up that morning, and I missed the bus. I woke up super late, and I was like, dang, bro, I missed the bus. And my mama was just like, you know, it's all right. You know, I'll take you to school or whatever, but we got to stop at Kroger. And I was like, all right. And so we went to Kroger, and we was walking out, and then it was this random guy, and he was just like, hey, I see your tag. And my mama tag at the time said Odom, and that's just because, you know, it had something to do with her job. But he was like, my last name Odom. I was just trying to see if, you know, y'all was related or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. So him and my mama was just talking for a long time, and then I was just sitting in the passenger seat. And he was just like, hey, can I go speak to him real quick? And I was just like, what the fuck the nigga talking about? My bad, I was cussing. But he said that when he came around, he started really talking to me. He was like, you know, I had something on my heart. God wanted me to tell you. And he started saying a lot of stuff, you know, like really, that was really personal to me. And then he started talking about the future. And he was like, you know, all you gotta do is really, like, for you, it's gonna be a little easy as long as you stay on the right path, and stuff is probably gonna fall in your lap, like talking about sometime. And which, I'm not gonna lie, see, the scholarship, it came to pass. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so it's just like different stuff like that. And so me and him, I got out the car, and, you know, we was talking or whatever. And then he left, and then I turned around, and he was gone, bro. But he said a lot of stuff right before that. And then I only seen him like one other time, and he said he was checking up on me or something like that. And it was in the same place, and it was like it was when I was getting out of work one time, and it was like real late because I was the closer. But he was out there, and then, you know, me and him started talking. He was just like, whatever you do, you know, just continue no matter what happened. stay in school because, you know, opportunities finna come that, you know, you might, it might look good, but don't take it. And I was just like, what? And he was like, that, you know, that's all he wanted to say, but, you know, just, you know, stay in school, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right. So then it happened again to where it's you know, it's nighttime, but ain't nobody in the parking lot, bro. Except, like, my car and, you know, some other coworkers or something. And then he not there, bro. Like, it literally just 5 seconds. And I was just like, bro, I looked away one time and then I don't see him no more. And I just thought that was weird. So, and then right after that, Kroger offered me a manager position, but I didn't take it. I stayed in school. And so I was just like, that's interesting.
Yeah, interesting to say the least, yeah, for sure.
Did you ever share that with your mom?
Yeah, that's the only person they really know. Because, you know, my mama was there and she was hearing him say some of the stuff during the first conversation. Uh-huh. And we ended up going home and writing down the stuff that he said the first time.
Actually, not to, like, you know, change the subject, but I actually do have a story that I can share, actually. Now I think about it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, dude.
This was not my first time realizing that God was real at all. To be honest, this is actually the most recent time to where I just, like, felt, like, I just felt him. Mm-hmm. Like, I just felt like he was trying to, like, speak to me through somebody. So, okay, I'm going to paint the picture. This was how many months ago? It wasn't 6 months ago. Probably about like three to four, something around there. And so my family was having like a little family gathering or whatever, like a family get together or whatever at my grandma's house. And well, let me actually back up a little bit. This same day, earlier this same day, I was talking to my mama, and it's like recently I've been feeling real down, feeling real bad, feeling real sad, or whatever the case may be. I don't believe that I was depressed. I don't want to go that far, but I was real down, you know? And because it feels like so many things, seeing my life always going bad. Like, it's never, yeah, like if things, like, you know, could go positive, they always go bad. And I mean, that's the way that I was feeling right around that time. And it's like, you know, right around this time, like, it was bad. Like, I was just, like, it was like, like, it was just like everywhere I turn, it's just like something. Even if I'm trying to, like, you know, be, like, you know, positive, be upbeat, but it's just like shit going down consistently. So this same day I was talking to my mama, and I was just like, you know, just like simply like venting, you know, just telling her the way I was feeling, and you know, just like, you know, she expressing my personal feelings or whatever. So as the day go on, we actually do go to this little, like, you know, family gathering or whatever. But me, So at my grandma's house, we normally all sit at the, like, you know, kitchen table and just, like, you know, talk and chill, whatever the case may be. Or we eat or whatever, right? So this day in particular, I went up in the den by myself. Just sitting there, see on my phone, to myself. Because it's like, I really I really was not like, you know, seeing the mood, like in the, you know, the headspace to really like, you know, conversate, talk, be social. I really just wanted to be like, you know, to myself. Walked into the den, sat down by myself, just there. And so probably like 10, 15 minutes go by. My aunt come in there and she just started talking to me. Then she started talking about personal things with her. Then she started talking about God. And like, you know, so as she was talking, she was just like, you know, talking to me. She was telling me like, you know, don't get like, you know, discouraged. Don't get down about anything. Don't get sad. Like, you know, basically telling me that God got me. Like she was just telling me so many things that I just like really needed to hear from somebody like, you know, besides my mom. And then so randomly she asked me, could she like, you know, pray for me? So I was like, yeah. So it's like while she's praying, she's asking God for all the specific things that I was talking to my mama about, right? The exact same things. Her and my mama, no previous conversation that day. See me and her, no previous conversation. So she had like no idea at all that I was like, you know, personally, like, you know, she going through this. But it's like she was like specifically pinpointing everything going on at that time while she's praying. So I'm just sitting here, I'm like, what? So I'm just sitting here, and then I start to like, you know, tear up, because it's like, you know, I really needed that. And I told her I really, really needed that. I really needed somebody just like, you know, to just like, you know, talk to me that way, telling me all that, telling me like, you know, to keep faith, don't get discouraged, being there for me, praying for me. And it's just like I don't know. So we get in the car, me and my mama. So I asked her, did you ever talk to Aunt Tina about, see me or whatever the case may be? She was like, nah. Why you say that? So I told her, so I'm like, seriously, no conversation at all today about me recently, none of that. She said no. So I'm like, dang, how would she know that? How would she know right then that's what I needed right at that time? How would she, like, I mean, how does she, this is nothing but God is talking to me through her. So I realized that right then. God is talking to me through my auntie. Like, he physically has to be. Nobody else would have like possibly known any of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I strongly believe that he speak through, like, it could be a person or it could be you, it could be anything. Like, if he talks to us in different ways, it's just sometimes we don't always pay attention to it.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing, Trey. Like, the when he communicates very subtly. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things, like, some people think it's supposed to be big, grand gesture. Nah.
Nope.
It could be just a normal conversation. Yeah.
When you
a lot
see
of things that he do are very small.
Yeah, because you see people that's in, like, the church and stuff that's really been giving their life to God for a long time, and you might, you know what I'm saying, you might hear them say, like, he speak to me or whatever, but you're not getting the full context. Like, you might think, as a young person, you might think, oh, God really having actual conversations, like, they can really hear God's voice. No, they just interpreting the different things. Like, he might actually be speaking to them sometimes, and sometimes they might just be interpreting different things, different signs and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
But that's another thing that he does, though. He's going to give it to you in a way that your mind is going to interpret it the way it interprets. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
because everybody's different.
Right.
Yeah, sure. And he's going to do it right when you need it the most.
Absolutely.
Whatever it might be.
Absolutely. I got another one, but Jane, what you got to say? What's your story, man?
False peaches. Keep going, keep stopping. Okay. Stop.
All right. So you want to go ahead with yours now? All
right. So, a lot of y'all know, but we end up having to move due to a lot of situations going on. Just a lot was going on. I'm talking about bad. I'm talking about we down bad. And so we moving stuff. We just continuing moving stuff. And we got this beat down Buick making it work. It's continuously making it work. Nothing's been going our way. We already got to move without, like, you know, trying to move on our own, but we, you know, forcefully got to move. The car breakdown. And we were at the storage, and my dad was getting ready to move to New Orleans because he had to get a job, and it was nowhere near in the States or in the Mississippi. So by the grace of God, thank the Lord that he didn't already take off yet. He was still in town. But things are already going bad as it is. AC off, the water don't work. We having to use the hose from another neighbor's yard, going through my window so that way we can flush the toilet and brush our teeth. Electricity stopped working. We in that thing and it's pitch black. Nothing's working. Process moving. We still moving the car. All that stuff. The car breaks down. Dad comes. The entire time I'm screaming at him. I'm screaming at the Lord. I'm like, man, like, what do you want from me? What do you want from me and my family? Like, what did we do that was so bad? You know what I mean? Because, like, other times you show yourself, present yourself for things that we need. We need you and you failed us. You know what I mean? Like, my mom didn't want to show no emotions at all. She's very, like, very subtle. She doesn't really sway under certain situations. But me, I'm too young and having to grow up so fast, things tend to get to me when it's about my family way faster than normal. So my girl come and get me. She tell me that I need a break from that house because it's going to break me down. But I said I ain't need no break, but, you know, I'll coach you and stuff like that. And I'm just screaming. I'm screaming. I'm mad. I'm talking about, like, I'm telling him, like, if you real, show me. You know what I mean? Show me. Like, I'm down bad. So days pass or months pass, my dad's gone. So we end up having to
peaches.
We end up having to move to the next door neighbor house in order for shelter, for AC, all that stuff. So remember, like, we didn't move on our own. right? So obviously, well, let me just go and tell y'all, we had a foreclosure. We had a foreclosure on our house. So obviously, my parents' money, all that stuff, credit, you name it, we can't do anything. Like, our stuff is tremendously bad. So we end up moving everything to the storage, move to the house. Police show up the next day. My dad come home. And we in the next door pull up, you know, it's just kind of like, dang, that's really the end, like, you know. So we have nowhere to stay. Literally, we have nowhere to stay. Mom come home or come to the house. Hey, we snagged an apartment. So I'm like, how? Like, how? And she was just full of distraught. Don't even know how herself. Dad's gone. We was about to start living on the street. We were just going day to day, sneaking in and out of the house and stuff like that. So nobody can really see us. And we end up snagging an apartment. Okay. I'm like, all right. But I ain't all the way there. You feel me? I ain't all the way there. Cause like, we didn't need to be there. So a couple months passed while we still staying at the apartment that we're currently staying in right now. We have no means of transportation. The Buick doesn't work at all. So we at home majority of the time. My mom ended up having to rent cars for majority of our time staying here for each single day of the week, and then sometimes on the weekend, and then we have to spare, or like scarcely have to, you know, get somebody to come check our vehicle, and you know, we're just doing a whole bunch of stuff. We spend a whole lot of money on a car that's not even working, but that's the only thing we got. So Buick end up coming up running and stuff like that, but end up breaking down on my mom again. And so just asking, like, car stuck, no vehicle, mom can't go to work. She had to get rides. She come home with a rent. And it's a black Camry. We renting it. So my mom was like, we just got it for the weekend, just, you know, just for it to be here and stuff like that. So if y'all need to drive anywhere, y'all go ahead and do it. So I go, at the time, I'm a little uplifted a little bit. You know, obviously, we in an apartment. I got a place to sleep. It wasn't a bed. It was on the floor. We was all living really bad. So, but either way it go, I had a place to, you know, lay my head. So I pull up to one of our boys, AMG Bishop. I tell him, I said, yeah, man, this what we driving in right now, man. This is currently what we driving in. And he was like, man, you know what would be crazy? This is his words. You know what would be crazy? What if y'all end up owning this thing? This is that car. I'm like, nah, bro, we ain't possible, bro. You feel me? We too down bad, but it'd be nice. You know what I'm saying? It'd be helpful because my mom, I know she need it. And on top of that, it look real nice. So I go home. Weekend go by, I swear it's a Monday. Mom come home. And she likes to do surprises, but she don't know how to do surprises. She come home. She like, come on outside with me. And I'm just like, mom, you know you still got the key that you had for the car that you rented. Why is it still in your, you know what I'm saying, your hand? You still got the rent thing. She's like, no, come outside. No, you know, come on outside. So I'm like, okay, so we got a different rent. Cool. We get to drive it around and stuff like that. Go outside. This is ours. I'm like, stop lying. It's like, I swear, this is ours. How? You know what I mean? I'm just curious as to how, because I know my mom ain't going beyond what she needs to do. So like, how? We don't have the money. Credit is bad. She could tell you right now from the day when we started staying here that The funds, absolutely, like, terrible. And she went and tried to own a car or buy a car, and they declined her. So I knew for a fact it wasn't a possibility until that day. So, you know, at that very moment, it's like he kept taking things away from me, right? He just kept taking, He got me down to my knees to the point I didn't care anymore. Whatever had to happen, it was going to happen. I didn't care because I was so down bad, like so bad. And he just started uplifting. You know what I mean? He's speaking in ways that I couldn't imagine and I didn't even ask for. You know what I mean? He know I needed it.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So as many times as I screamed, he didn't show anything. He didn't waver. He didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter how I screamed, the next day it was still the same. I was still in the same mess. I still had to go through every single day. No AC, no electricity, no water. The water hose coming through my window. I'm trying to sleep. Can't really sleep. Mom got buckets pouring it down the toilet so we could use the bathroom. Then using the bucket to brush our teeth. Using the, like, we was so bad. I'm selling things just to get something to eat. Right? By the grace of God, man, I swear. Hey, look, after that day, to this day, I don't doubt no more. You feel what I'm saying? Because I've been bad before. I done popped the tire on the way home from campus. It's beating down raining. And I had to walk all the way home. And I'm on the interstate. That's 18 miles that I walked.
What are you talking about?
That's what my people were saying. But my phone was dead. Our phones was... Listen, we were so bad. Our phones were off. Communications was... You couldn't do it. All I knew is my parents told me to go to school. They kept pushing me to go to school. I went to school. No communication, though. So I'm walking home. I've been through everything. College, you know, all that, whatever the case may be, it's tough. But it's what goes on inside the household that makes it even tougher. And just having to overcome all that, oh my God, bro. And I, like, with that, like, that's not even the worst part. It's the part where when we had that foreclosure and then we lost the car on the same day that I physically lost my dad because he's gone to New Orleans. I can't see him. I'm stuck with my mom, and she's going through it. She don't want to speak on anything that she's going through, but she's going through it so hard. And the first thing they told her, I hate that y'all got to see this. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, just why? My parents was down. We was down so bad. But those two things were gifts from him. I cherish them. I swear I do. Every single day, I cherish them. When my mom needs something, beforehand, it was just, you know, because I got it, I'll do it. But the opportunities that were given to us, I don't take it for granted no more. You know what I mean? So now when the opportunity presents itself, I'm always throwing my hand where I need to be. I don't doubt. When I'm ever so down bad, I tell people all the time, something in the future is going to be something to look up. It's going to be something to look forward to. It's something. It might not be a lot. It might not be a lot. Or it might be huge. It's going to be something to look forward to. And I'm a standing example for that. Because I literally thought that at the end of that tunnel, there was no light for me. There was absolutely no light to be shed my direction. But God said, The light is already within the tunnel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, they say that for right before you get a blessing, you go through a struggle. You know what I'm saying? You go through a really hard time. Yeah. Like, and then if you could just get through it, it's a blessing on the other side, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's how it be, you know. Even with Jew, he was just like, bro, you know, he was really at a place. You know what I'm saying? And when you really somewhere,
bro.
Right there. He right there.
Yeah, man, that was just bad. Like, that whole lifestyle.
The quote of Rod Wave's song that I was just listening to today, bro, just to get one win, I had to take 1,000 losses.
Yeah, for real. I remember I came home. I'm coming home. I'm driving. My dad always told me never be emotional when driving. I'm crying. I can't even see the road. I'm so bad because I know I go home, it's gonna be the same thing. I come from campus, from school, to enjoying myself, to going back into that same environment. You know what I mean? Like, I know we so bad, I know we down bad, and it ain't nothing I can do about it.
Question, I got a question for everybody.
Wait, is this question dealing with the stories? Because I haven't told my story yet.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. You can go.
The question was, do y'all believe that God always answers y'all prayers?
Eventually.
He don't answer them when you want them, but it's always on time.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Do you believe that for real?
Well, I do. I'm a standing person for that.
Or he may not necessarily just answer whatever you're praying for. Probably like, you know, whatever you need the most.
Yeah, because if you're praying, if you're praying for like, oh, tomorrow I want $1 billion to fall out the sky in my hand. Like, yeah, that's not it.
Actually something you need, then yeah
because I asked for a place to rest me and my family here so we don't have to sleep on the street. Gave me that.
And then I was like, go ahead, dude.
Go ahead, Trey. I want you to go first.
I was just gonna say, like, even when God do answer your prayers, like, anytime God give you something, it's like he give it to you, but you still, like, you can't, it's like, God bless us so much, you can never truly earn it, but you do your little part to earn it. Like, even if, like, you got to put in work to get different things, like, you might, you know what I'm saying, come into, like, with that apartment or whatever, like, y'all might not have just earned it with the money y'all spent on it, but it might have been just the way your mom carried herself or something, just her attitude, and somebody just saw her attitude, and even though y'all wasn't in a right spot or whatever and y'all couldn't just outright afford it, maybe somebody was like, I just like the way she carried herself, I'm gonna help her out right now because I know she a good person. Like, sometimes people can just see God on you and then just God will just work through them and bless you.
Yeah, because boy, I'm talking about those, I think it was 2018, that whole, like, that year, either 2018, 2019. Oh, no, it's 2019. That whole span of my life was completely terrible. Waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning just to drive my mom to Clinton. All right? 4 o'clock in the morning every single day, then having to go and get her at Clinton or Brandon. And we're driving like 30 to 40 minutes to go and get her. We got a vehicle from one of her bosses. By the grace of God, they gave it to us. And then we end up losing it like 2 months after because the engine went out. So then we back and forth to Brandon, 30 minutes, just going back and forth. And then, like, food is scarce, money is scarce. We all over the place. Waking up, boy, I'm talking about, that was some of the uneasy months I've ever been through in my life. And I done been shot at before. I had a gun stuck to my head before. Those times were so hard. it was barely barrel. Like I don't know how we even got through. We just kept going. But my mom never wavered. I'm telling y'all, my mom just kept going. She knew things were so bad. We were so bad. We was didn't really have any money to go get food. We were so bad. Mom just cooking whatever she can make. I'm talking about eating the nastiest thing that she can make. I had to get by.
The man said the nastiest.
I'm talking about all the combinations you can think of.
Man, the nigga eating peanut butter hot dog sandwiches. I wasn't joking. You know how I am. I can't look at everything serious.
All right, so the reason I asked that question was just because I'm a firm believer in that he always answers everything. And so either if it's a yes, he can also answer no. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He can also answer not yet.
Ooh, that no be hurting, bro.
That no, dude, that no hurt. That no hurt. It hurt way worse than not yet. It hurt way worse than not yet.
But I want it, though. Nah, I can't let you get that, boy.
Go, you gotta see what I'm trying to put out for you, son. But I ain't. Ooh.
But even when he say no, though, it's because sometimes it's something better that you ain't even thought about yet. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because obviously,
that's for you.
Because obviously,
you see what I'm saying?
With the mindset that we're at, the desperation, you know, moment that we're in, anything that come along our way, if it looks obtainable, we snatching, obviously. So he has to mold us into the perfect person that he need, like he want us to be, right?
Because now, I want to say something, bro. Yeah. Even with that apartment, you have a really nice apartment, bro. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's a lot of niggas, bro. That's like
down.
They can't find apartments, and it's run down. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. bro, look, trust me. I swear, up and down, when my mom said she found an apartment, and on top of this, my sister is bougie. My sister loves things to be upkept and just everything looking sophisticated. That's how she gonna be. That's how my parents raised her to be, and they don't ever want her to waver, so they conformed to her likings. So it's a blessing in disguise I even have a sister, because if I didn't have a sister, we was probably gonna be anywhere just to make sure we get on our feet. My mom and dad said, "Nah, we not. You know what I'm saying? We not gonna do that. We gonna make sure she stay in school, the school that she wants to be in. We're going to do whatever it takes." And by, you know what I'm saying, like, mom came home, and we got a place now.
Man.
All right, it's a giant, yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Y'all should. Ooh, my fault, I ain't mean to, but y'all still. I'm going to make a nigga cry, man.
I mean,
cause my stuff not even nowhere near like that, like at all. Like my shit. Oh my god, I can't help it. My stuff like way different.
Yeah.
But what you want to say, Trey?
Oh no, y'all here, bro. True story.
Alright, so the day I found out the guy was real, it was a game on the Warriors and the Raptors. This was recently, actually, very recently. Like last year, recently. Cause I say Warriors and Raptors, but it was the day Kevin Durant got hurt. But before the game, me and my homeboy, we outside chilling, shooting on the court, you know, just talking around. Then he said, "Hey, go ahead and just, you know, shoot who gonna win and just pray about it." I'm like, "All right." So I said in my mind, I'm like, "Lord, if you real, if I make this shot, they gonna win. Warriors gonna win. If I miss this shot, the Warriors gonna lose." So I shoot it. Now, mind you, I can't shoot with nothing at the time. You know, my stroke game a little better now. But, you know, I try, every time I shoot, I try to, you know, scoop it. So I backboard it. You know, I'm like, we'll see what happens. You know, game go on. Durant in there doing what it do. We got 11 minutes. Then he get hurt. I'm like, dang. Then they came back and they won the game. But that's not when I found out, you know, after that, you know, me and my homeboys, he had dad, some girls, you know, we went to this little house on 3rd Avenue. We over there chilling, you know, having fun, doing things that we, you know, us as younger generation do, you feel me? So we in there chilling, then we come outside, you know, dealing with him and go, dang, I can see my nickname. I'm a op. But he was finna go to get some juice out of my truck. So I did a pow. And then the dude started running. And they said, he shot me. He shot me. So this was my first time seeing a dude get shot. And so he got shot and he ran over there. Then Dylan was by the truck and we was on the porch. Instantly, when I heard shot, I instantly went in the house. I ain't gonna lie. I bagged up and I went in the house. And everybody else followed me. Well, not follow me. They were still on thing. Really, I went in the house first. So, but Dylan almost got, I said his name again. He almost got popped by the dude that, you know, did the popping on the old dude. So after that, everything, we left. So I'm driving home. And I was just thinking, like, dang. Then I realized when I was driving down my house, I was like, dang, the Lord is real. They won that game. But it really deeper than that. All other stuff. I ain't trying to go on that because I haven't really figured out the situation yet. So I tell you on the future side. But anyways, I went in out here. My son. And that was the first time I heard the Lord. Then.
Okay. Anybody else had anything else to say?
No, just when things are bad, bro. Even when the light can't even show just a little, don't give up.
We saying motivational stuff for the people?
Do you want to say something motivational, dude?
Oh, yeah, of course. Hey, to out there, anybody out there listening to us, man, just keep swimming. Keep swimming. Keep swimming.
You know I don't like it, right?
Hey, bro, and it was... I actually like that part, bro. It's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Just everybody, just keep the faith. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you're going through, you might go through tough times, but you know what I'm saying? It's cliche, you know what I'm saying? The song, but it'll always be a brighter day, man. Just keep the faith. You know what I'm saying? It'll continue to bless you even when you don't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to keep doing the last thing he told you to do. And while you're doing that, he prepping you for something better that you're going to have to do. You know what I'm saying? And just try to bring glory to his name. You know what I'm saying? Just all the good things. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? That's a wrap for this one. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and take us out, bro.
Amen.
Oh. But Judy went to sleep.
Oh, gee. No. All right, man.
I'll take y'all out.
You can't.
Be out of here.
AMG out.
AMG out.
Still side out.